Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey there, Enjoyers. Hope you're doing really well. Well, here we are. It is Commitment Sunday, and I've got to tell you, I am super excited to be wherever you are today, coming into your location, coming into your lounge room, wherever you find yourself. I've got to tell you, I am happy to be there. I really am excited about next year's offering, or this year's offering for next year. I got to tell you, I'm believing for so much. But before we get into the word, I just want to send out a huge shout out. I want to send greetings from right here in the West to wherever you find yourself today, to Hobart. I want to send greetings to everybody in the Hobart location. Let you know we are thinking of you. It's been the craziest of years. We haven't been there, but you've been in our prayers, you've been in our thoughts, and you've been in our conversations. To Adelaide, I got to tell you, we are super excited about being there real soon. In fact, I want to be in Hobart, I want to be in Adelaide, but Adelaide is just so exciting to see what God is doing in that space there. We are praying for you. Please continue to pray for us all the way out to Grand Junction in Colorado. I got to tell you, you guys are crazy. You're leading the way. You're out and about. And we know you still got restrictions that are starting to impose again, and you're in and out of restrictions a little bit there. But we want you to know that we're praying for you, and we're believing you're going to be free of that soon, real soon. Up to Osaka. Praise God for Osaka. Japan must be saved. We are believing for so much to happen in that location. Then into Cambodia. We haven't even hit the ground yet. And there's locations, not just a location, but locations. Got to tell you, we are super excited about Cambodia. So to all of you in Cambodia, God bless you. We're praying for you. Please continue to pray for us. Then to everybody else here in Victoria, I want you to know that we are stepping out. Praise God, in regional Victoria, we've already started stepping, but now in Metro, we're going to be stepping, and I'm believing, I'm hoping, please continue to pray from one end of the globe to the other, every Enjoyer, please be praying that we would step into a COVID normal sooner rather than later, that we might continue on with what God has got for us. 2021 is going to be incredible. So are you ready? Here we go. As we begin to align ourselves now with what God has got for us, are you ready? Commitment Sunday is upon us. Let's go, Enjoyers. Let's go. All right. So here we go. About 5 years ago, after we arrived here at Enjoy Church, I was out on my prayer walk one night. It was a habit that I was in every night, night in, night out, regardless. This particular walk used to take about 40 minutes each night. I remember it so well. The night, it was freezing. It was cold. The rain was steady and there wasn't a breath of wind anywhere to be felt or seen. I was walking down Community Hub in Hillside when the Lord said to me, "It's clear as clear, Shane, you'll never have enough leaders or finance to do what I'm going to ask you to do." I've got to tell you, in that moment, I was in shock. I was in disbelief. I felt like saying to the Lord, "Are you serious? I'm out here walking in the rain, making my petitions to you, and you're telling me I'll never have enough leaders or finance to do what you're going to ask me to do?" Well, I felt like saying, "Thanks for nothing." I didn't say it because I'm not that silly, but I felt like it. But then I realized that if it was God who was going to be asking of me, then he would grace me to raise the leaders and the finance, and that way he would get the glory. Enjoyers, we're not about our own business. We're not about Enjoy's business. No, we are about kingdom business. We're in the business of fulfilling the Great Commission. And to do that, we need leaders. We need men and women of God who will take upon themselves the yoke of Christ, dying to themselves, that they might live for him and in him. And we need finance. Well, I totally agree that the gospel is free. Ministry that effectively reaches thousands for Christ, as we continue to reach for thousands of Christ, actually costs money. And personally, I can't think of any greater way to spend my life or my money than for the advancement of the kingdom of God. For I know well that my reward here on earth, I got to tell you, it is going to be great, and my reward in heaven is going to be even greater. I want you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 60. We're going to read from verse 1 together. It says here, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes." I want to say to you, Enjoyers, lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. to you the riches of the nations will come. In a year when darkness has covered the earth and thick darkness is over the people, in a time when so many people are living with a survival mentality, I love the fact that the enjoyers everywhere are praying and seeking the Lord as to what their offering will be, their vision offering will be. Because our vision hasn't been diminished by the darkness, but rather it's fueling us to greater, bigger, higher, further than we've ever been before. I got to tell you, enjoyers, I love the fact that we know this. While the world is grappling in the darkness, the Lord rises upon you and His glory appears over you. He does this because He has a plan and a purpose for your life. That plan isn't just to bless you, but to bless the world through you. Like your father Abraham, you've been blessed to be a blessing. You've been blessed that the nations would be blessed through you. In Psalm chapter 2, reading from verse 7, it says there, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. So while we know that this psalm is actually written by David, it speaks prophetically of the Christ who was to come. But it's also to be laid hold of by all of us that are in Christ, because we are heirs of the promises of God. More than anything else, more than any goal, desire, or dream for the future, deep within every heart of every believer should be this insatiable desire for nations. What I mean by nations, I mean for the salvation of souls. Souls, souls, souls. Jesus, give us souls. Therefore, we need to align our prayers with the heart of God and ask for the nations. And then we need to align our living and our giving with our prayers. In John chapter 4, reading from verse 34, it says here, Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. From one end of the globe to the other, darkness has covered the earth. But I declare to you that there's a new dawn about to break, and we will see the glory of the Lord through the salvation of nations. In the midst of the darkness, the hopelessness, the despair, the brokenness and loss, the good news of the gospel will reign on the earth and bring light and life to all. Friends, as we prepare our hearts and seek the Lord as to what our vision offering will be for 2021, my appeal to you is in your giving, connect your offering to souls. Souls, souls, souls. Yes, we're building new buildings. Yes, we're fitting new buildings out. And yes, we're launching new locations and we're sending peoples to the end of the earth. No doubt about that. But it's for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's for the salvation of humanity. Friends, we don't exist for our own comfort or for our own advancement. We exist for the advancement of the kingdom of God that advances through the hearts of men and women just like you. So like David, we need to ask the Lord for the nations as our inheritance and the ends of the earth for our possession. Because just as God has been able to grace us and give us the leaders and finance for that which He's called us to do thus far, likewise, if we will ask Him for the nations as our inheritance and the ends of the earth as our possession, He will enable us and He will grant us our requests if we'll put our faith into action. That's the point. Got to put our faith into action. So this is what I want to say to enjoyers everywhere. The heart of God for the salvation of humanity stretches from the nations to the ends of the earth. And we, the church, were never just part of that plan. But through Christ, we are and we have always been the plan. In Genesis 28, verse 17, it says, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. The house of God isn't a place, but a people who are called by His name, made into His likeness, who exist to lift up His name and bring glory to Him. So I want you to understand that as we prepare our offerings, it isn't about the amount of the offering that God looks at, but God looks at the sacrifice. It's the sacrifice that pleases the Lord and lifts you up into His presence, as it were, like a sweet aroma. In Isaiah 60, reading from verse 1 together, it says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Enjoyers, I want to say to you today, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is rising upon you. It's rising upon you. It's rising upon you. I want to encourage enjoyers everywhere to prepare your hearts and prepare your lives for what it is that God is wanting to do in you and through you. I tell you the truth, what the Bible says is actually true. I don't know about you, I'm still a Bible believer. It's true. For where it says no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him, it's actually true. And if we would arise and we would shine, then we're going to step into the fullness of what God has planned and purposed for all of our lives. Verse 2 here says, see, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you and His glory appears over you. Church, you need to begin to see yourself in the light of Christ, in the glory of God. Yes, apart from the light of Christ and the glory of God, you know, the truth is you may have been average. You might be like, you can't say that. I think I just said it, so forgive me. You may have been ordinary, but engulfed in His life and His glory, you are way above average. And can I say you are extraordinary? I tell you the truth, you'll never live the extraordinary life apart from the goodness of God, the presence of God, the power and the wonder, the glory and the light of God. If you'll walk in all of that, then the truth is, in reality, you can be extraordinary and you are called to be extraordinary. In His presence and power, you can do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or imagine by yourself, left to your own means. So often we're asking God for the answers, and I know I am too. And God is saying, let me clothe you with my light, let me clothe you with my glory, and you can be the answer that I'm sending into the world. In verse 3 it says, nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Friends, I want to encourage you, as we continue to arise and shine, kings are going to come, nations are going to come. We're going to step into places, we're going to step into cities, we're going to step into nations it's going to blow us away. I promise you this, God is already at work. All we're looking to do really is align ourselves with what God is doing on the earth in our lives and in our church. And as we do that, we are going to see His goodness everywhere. Everywhere we place our feet, from the nations to the ends of the earth, God is going to cause us to shine brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter until, as it were, we were walking in the brightness of the full light of day. I got to tell you, I am super excited for 2021. Yes, 2020, it has been a dark year, no doubt about it. But you know what I've seen? Our Father's house, we haven't missed a beat. The Father's house is still beautiful. The Father's house has continued to advance. We're going to advance from 2020 into 2021 and align ourselves with all that God is doing. And we're going to see His glory and His light like never before. Verse 4 says, lift up your eyes. Enjoyers, lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. I love this. Every enjoyer needs to get this in your spirit. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come. Friends, I tell you the truth, there is nothing that compares to the feelings that accompany the aligning of our lives with the will of God, and as a result, seeing the salvation of humanity. I got to tell you, you will be radiant. Arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Church, I can promise you, nothing will cause the glory of the Lord to rise upon you. Nothing will cause you to be radiant or your heart to throb and swell within you like when you arise and shine. One of the ways that you can arise and shine is when you align your living and your giving with the heart of God. So as we get ready to embrace 2021, the two questions that I want to ask every enjoyer is simply that you would ask of the Lord two questions. Here we go. These are the two questions. They're very, very simple. First question is this: where do you want me to serve the body of Christ in 2021 that I might align myself with your will? Now, you might be watching in today and you're saying, well, I don't know that I want to serve the body of Christ. Enjoyers, and I want to speak to you as enjoyers today. This is what I want to say to you. If you're an enjoyer, it's one thing to be an enjoyer, but if you're an enjoyer in Christ, that might be a different thing. And it's like, well, how can you be an enjoyer if you're not a Christian? Well, I hope that the lost, I hope that the needy, I hope that the broken in their search of Christ come to church and actually feel like they are part of our family. before they even make their decision to be a believer. You know, let's allow people to belong before they believe. So often it's like we look at people and what they do and we say, well, if you're not going to behave, then you can't belong. I'm like, no, let them belong, then they'll believe and then they'll behave. Let people go on a journey. But this is what I want to say to every enjoyer that is in Christ today. If you are in Christ, then I want to encourage you to have it as one of your deepest desires to find a place to serve the body of Christ. I don't know that you can mature in Christ and go on the journey that God has for you unless you actually find a place to serve the body of Christ. And I don't say that to condemn anybody, but to encourage you to just make this the year. Let it be the year where you actually lean into the body that God has already joined you to and begin to serve it in a way that is going to be a blessing to you and also a blessing to others. Friends, I want to encourage you today. Show me one person in the Bible that was a champion. Show me one person in the Bible that we respect. Show me one person who did great exploits for God who wasn't about serving God's people. Just show me one. If you can show me one, I'm up for the one. But until then, let's make it our endeavor to lean in and serve the body of Christ. Therefore, we're going to ask God, rather than just stepping in another year and just doing what we've always done, I want to encourage you as we continue to align our lives now, we're going to align our living and our giving, not just our giving, but we want to align our living. Ask the Lord, Lord, where do you want me to serve the body of Christ that together we might be made stronger and the body of Christ might move forward? The kingdom might advance through my living. So that's the first thing. Where do you want me to live? Where do you want me to serve this year? Second thing is, I want you to ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to give in regards to this year's vision offering that I might align my sacrifice with your will? Now, this is what I believe. I believe that it has been the most crazy year. We all get it. It's been a crazy year. It's been out of control. Darkness has covered the earth. And I'm aware that as we came to make these commitments last year, many of our lives were different. Our finances were different. Our work situations were different. Our businesses were different. So we were in a different space and in a different place. But this is still what I would encourage you to do. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Every enjoyer, everywhere, make it your decision. I'm going to arise and I'm going to shine through my living and through my giving. I will arise and I will shine. I'm going to step up in faith and I'm going to do something. It isn't about the amount, but it is always about the sacrifice. And so I want to encourage you, seek the Lord in regards to what you should do this year in your service, but seek the Lord what you should do in regards to your giving and your sacrifice. I have no doubt He will speak to you. He's a good, good Father that is very, very close. And I promise you this, if you will seek Him, you'll be found by Him. If you ask these two questions with a genuine desire to align yourself with God and His will and His purpose, I promise you, He will speak to you. I have no doubt about it. And then beyond that, what are we going to do? After He speaks to us, then we're going to rise up in faith and we're going to make a commitment to serve and we're going to make a commitment to give. This is Commitment Sunday. Now, typically on Commitment Sunday, we're only talking about our giving, our offering. But I think actually our offering can stretch. Let's stretch it this year as we get ready to arise and shine in every area of our life. Let's get ready to live well. Let's get ready to give well. Let's get ready to serve and let's get ready to sacrifice. Let's get ready to align our lives, every part of our life, with God and what God has got for Enjoy Church in 2021. I want to say to all of you today, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being the incredible men and women of God that you are. I promise you, you are incredible. You are saints. You are godly. You are righteous. And now is our time to arise and shine for the glory of the Lord. It's coming upon you. The light of God is coming upon you. Today is the day. I want to encourage you to step out in faith. Understand that the church is God's only way to reach humanity. And it's like, only way? Because it's the way that He chose. He said, I will build my church. And when the church and every individual within it begins to arise and shine, how many of you know the kingdom of God begins to advance? Can I pray for you now? I want to pray for every brother. I want to pray for every sister. I want to pray for all of you from one end of Enjoy Church to the other. Whatever location you find yourself in today, if you're beyond Victoria, you're probably sitting with family and friends and church and wherever you find yourself, just lean into the presence of God this year because God is wanting to do a supernatural work in you. There may have been darkness in 2021, and darkness may have been over the people, but I promise you there's a new dawn arising, and God's about to blow it all away, that we might arise and live and give in such a way that aligns us with the presence of God and the purposes of God. Father, I pray for every brother and sister as we prepare our hearts now, as we get ready for what you have got for us. Lord, I pray that you would speak to your people. Lord, we will seek your face. Lord, we're asking today, where should we serve? We're asking today, what should we give, Lord God? What should we sacrifice? We're asking you, Lord God. We're not looking to man, even though we thank you, Lord, for the men and women that are around us that can encourage us, speak words of wisdom to us. But still, Lord God, Lord, we're going to you, and we thank you today that you speak to us. When we seek your face, we will be found by you. That's what your Bible says, Lord God. And Lord, we lean into you today, and we ask you, where should we serve? I pray, Almighty God, that you would put it in the heart of every enjoyer, that they are called for such a time as this, to arise and shine, to let the light of God be seen in their life through their service and through their ministry. So Lord, we call upon your name. Speak to us, Lord God, from one end of the church to the other end of the church. Reveal to us what we should be doing in our acts of service, Lord God. Lord, then when it comes to our giving, Lord God, it is Commitment Sunday. And I pray, Lord God, Lord, that we would give according to our faith, Lord God, not under compulsion. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that we'd be free in our commitments to you, Lord God. I do ask, Lord God, that you would speak to us, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, you always ask us to do that which we cannot do. But Lord, we give you praise because, Lord, when you ask us, Lord God, even though we may not be able to do it, when we step up, when we arise and when we shine, then you empower us to do it, Lord God. So Lord, I pray, Lord God, as we seek your face as to our commitment for 2021, Lord, I pray that you would speak to us very clearly, that we might then step up in faith and make that commitment. And then as we do, Lord God, I pray enable your people to fulfill, Lord God, that which they're committing to you in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together, amen and amen. At this point in time, I just want to say again, thank you to everybody. I'm about to give an altar call here online, but before I do that, I'm going to hand back to all the locations. I want you to know we are so thankful that you are meeting together, wherever you're meeting together today. Know that we love you, we're proud of you, we're praying for you, and I ask you, please continue to pray for Victoria, that we might be in a COVID normal sooner rather than later. God bless you lots, enjoyers, wherever you find yourself today. We love you, God bless you, we'll see you real, real soon. All right, now for everybody else that's still online today, here's the thing, maybe you've been leaning in today and you've been hearing this word and it's like something stirring in you. Friends, if there's a stirring in you, it's the presence of the Holy Ghost. If you're watching in today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, friends, I want to encourage you today, give your life to Christ. Don't let another day go by. Don't let another hour go by. Give your life to Christ today. Make a decision to give your life to Christ. The Bible tells us really clearly that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. When the Bible says all, it doesn't mean like some. It doesn't mean like your neighbors or those bad family members that you think of when I say all. No, when the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, it actually means all. Now, the good news is this. The challenging news is it goes on to say the wages for that sin is death, but then it goes on to say, but the free gift of God is salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. You've probably heard me talking today and you're like, man, why is this guy so excited? I'll tell you the truth, the reason I'm excited is because I know Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I was once away from God, as every person was once away from God, but then I made a decision for Christ. The moment I made my decision for Christ, I promise you, my life began to make sense. There were still some things that were out of order, but as I journeyed with God, God brought my out of order life into order, into His order. And now, praise God, here we are now 33 years later, and I can promise you, I'm living the dream. I'm not living the dream because I had a dream for my life. I'm living the dream because God had a dream for my life. And when I gave him my life, he enabled me to start stepping into that dream. Friends, I want to encourage you today. If you're tired of the guilt, if you're tired of the shame, if you're tired of feeling like, I don't know that I can do this. Friends, you can't do it. Give your life to Christ. I want to encourage you right here, right now, make a decision and give your life to Christ. You don't need to carry around the burden of a sinful humanity, but you can give it to Jesus. Jesus has already taken it upon himself. So now all we need to do is give our life to him, and he will give his life to us. So are you ready? You want to give your life to Jesus? If you do, on the right-hand side of the screen on our online platform, there's a little raised hand down the bottom there. Just hit that little raised hand that says, I want to give my life to Jesus. Just hit that little raised hand right now. If you're watching on Facebook, just write in the comments there, I want to give my life to Jesus. If you hit that little raised hand or you write in the comments section, someone from Enjoy Church is going to reach out to you. They're going to connect with you and start engaging with you that you might begin to go on a journey. But if you're watching in today, hit that little raised hand on the online platform, write in the comments section if you want to give your life to Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus, and we're going to pray together. Are you ready now? Let's all pray together. Dear Jesus, I thank you today for bringing me to this place that I might give my life to you. Today, Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my all. I ask you, Jesus, to forgive me of my sin. Help me, Lord, to live a life that is pleasing and honoring of you. So today, Lord, I give you my life. I give you my all. And I believe, Lord, from this day on, that you are my God, my Lord, my Savior, and my friend. And from this day on, I am your child, and I'll never be alone again. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. God bless you, my friends. God bless you. Maybe you prayed that prayer, but you hadn't hit the little raised hand to put that comment in the comment section. I want to encourage you, if you prayed that prayer for the first time or second time or third time, and you know that you just gave your life to Jesus, hit the little raised hand right now, right in the comment section. I just gave my life to Jesus. We want to connect with you and help you in your life in Christ. Now, for everybody who's wondering, all right, so today is Commitment Sunday and I want to make my commitment. How do I go about that? Just stay tuned, because in the next few minutes, we're going to make that real clear how you might make that commitment. To every enjoyer that's making a commitment today and over the days to come, I want to say thank you. I want to say God bless you. We're going to continue to align ourselves with God and align ourselves with the kingdom. And I promise you this, as we do this, we're going to see the goodness of God. Get ready. 2021 is on its way. We're coming out of lockdown all over the world. We're stepping into the goodness of God and all that God has got for us. God bless you, enjoyers. We'll see you soon. Bye for now.